So then, welcome one and all to episode number one of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer. I'm Giles Babbage, and each week I'll be talking to you both on location and back at the office, and I'll be sharing tips, resources, and hopefully some generally useful information relating to the world of photography. I'll also be throwing in some interviews and extras along the way too. On today's show, I step out into the cold to produce a set of images for one of this year's self-driven projects, which is a book project based around local live music. So let's pick things up as I prepare to leave the warmth of the fire and head out into the ever-plunging temperatures of the early evening. I'm sat by a roaring log fire in one of my local pubs, the Fountain Inn, and I've just popped out through the snow, walking boots, gaiters, the whole lot, down jacket, because I want to get an exterior shot of the pub for this year's book project, which is Fountain Jam, which is a documentary project for the jam nights music sessions that take place on a Thursday night at the pub. I'm sat here, there are no lights on, there's just the log fire burning. I've just been having a nice chat with Sandy, landlady here. She's just disappeared to go and get ready to take her position behind the bar and getting ready for her shift. So I thought while she does that, I'll just give you a little breakdown of what I'm doing here. It's a single shot that I want for the book, just an exterior shot. We've had about 7 inches of snow over this last 24 hours or so. Had a little bit yesterday. I was up in the woodland nearby filming a rucksack review video, but today I've been walking around the area getting some shots for a number of different things, one of those being my client's Christmas card pictures I needed for that. Anyway, the shot that I'm trying to get today is a pretty wide angle shot of the front of the building here. It's, as I sit here, it's around about, let's go and have a look at the clock on the wall here. It's around about almost 10 to 5, and it's pretty dark outside, but there is still some light in the sky. So what I'm trying to do is get the blue, or as it's grey, but it's appearing sort of blue by comparison, of the sky above the pub, and I'm just stood by the door looking out. But you've got all this snow in front, and you've also got the lighting. There are lights all along the front of the building, so that's going to look really nice, because with a pretty long exposure, I'm going to get the lovely rich blue of the sky as it records, the lovely warmth of the exterior lights. And I'm also waiting until 5 o'clock at a point where Sandy puts the house lights on, which will then record as a lovely warm orange yellowy glow. The setup I'm using is my Manfrotto tripod, which is a pretty sturdy, heavy tripod. I'm shooting on a Nikon D3, and for that reason I'm going to be shooting at ISO 200, so there's no grain in the pictures. I can have long exposures because of the tripod, and I don't know what those exposures are going to be. I would imagine we're talking probably about 3 to 5 seconds, but that will allow the lovely warm colours, the lovely sort of warm tones in the sky to come through. It's quite a simple shot technically, because it's just a case of letting the shutter stay open. There's not a lot more to say about that. I'm looking at this weather, and it's meant to be getting down to about -9 degrees overnight. Now, there are a number of people I know have pulled out from this evening's events for the jam, so it's going to be a quieter night. I'm thinking I'm still going to come up here and shoot some of the live music, as I have been doing, not every Thursday, but, you know, quite frequently through the year. So we're coming to the end of the project, so it's kind of important to think about what shots I haven't got. And also, you know, everyone sticks together when the weather is like this. We're all in the same boat. We just want to get in warm by this lovely roaring fire. there were, while I was waiting with Sandy, I just had this bit of a chat. She wanted to shovel a bit more snow on the path outside because obviously if you clear the snow and then it freezes, then it's very dangerous for people to slip. So she's put a bit more snow on just with a brush that she pushed across there. While she was doing that, I was shooting just a few grab shots, really. No flash at all. Obviously, it was a little bit lighter in the sky, which helped, but had the exterior lights to the building. I was shooting at ISO 6400, which is, you know, a few years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do that and get usable results. But that was lovely. Again, just natural light, just playing with Sandy's personality. She's a very bubbly person. And the pictures are lovely. So I've already got a bunch of pictures today that I wasn't expecting. So we'll see what the rest of the evening holds. As it is now, I'm just going to go back, sit by the fire because it is pretty chilly outside, and I'm going to wait for Sandy to come back, turn on the house lights, and then I will put on my gloves, step outside, and get these last couple of shots, long exposure shots, and then I can go back, have a cup of tea, have something to eat, and then think about what happens this evening with the live music. It's pretty cold out here, not minus 9 yet, but it's still cold enough. I apologise in advance if there is any sort of background noise, if the audio is a little bit muffled. There's a bit of a breeze now and then. It's actually not snowing at the moment. But what I'm doing here, I've set up here, I've got a 24 to 85mm lens, and I'm just looking through the camera. I'm going to do, first of all, kind of a wider shot from quite far back, and in places the snow is still about 7 inches deep, but it's all got fairly sort of crunched down a lot of this now. So I've got a fairly wide shot here, and I'm just gonna unfortunately take my glove off, which is a shame because it is cold enough, and the exposure is telling me F22 is what I'm shooting at, so I've got loads of detail front to back, and I've got quite a lot of the ground in front of me with the snow here. I'm just angling the camera up a little bit. I don't want to have it angled too much because otherwise you get what's known as converging verticals, which is where buildings appear to sort of point up into the sky. It can be a good technique, but it's not what I want at the moment, so I'm just going to put my glove away before I lose it. That would not be good. So, wider shot. Let's just see here. There we go. It's gone a bit quieter, actually. The cooler of the building was making a bit of a racket just now, but that's nice. So I've got it on self-timer, and this is going to be my starting exposure. And it's telling me F22, 20 seconds, shutter released. There we go, on a 2 second delay. And now I'm just going to stand here, somewhat like a lemon if people are watching, but I don't actually care, waiting for this exposure to finish. I used to do quite a lot of nighttime photography, especially when I was shooting film, and it was lovely. So I'm quite used to the, standing in the dark to get the shots that I want. Now I'm just having a look here, and I've actually got an unexpected advantage with this exposure. That is lovely. What I'm seeing here is there's smoke coming out of the chimney, obviously, in the pub there, and it's producing some lovely kind of what look like vapor trails, but of course they're not vapor trails, some smoke trails going up into the sky. So that, as a starting point, is not bad. I'm just going to extend the exposure a little bit because I'm just going to have a look at the histogram. People often underestimate the histogram, but in situations like this, it's well worth checking. Obviously, the bias is towards the shadow areas, a couple of highlights. The exterior lights of the building are flashing at me on the highlight view, which is fair enough because they are such a contrast to the rest of the of the tone of the building, and just looking, zooming into the picture, and I can actually see Sandy sat in the pub. She has the TV on while she's, you know, while no one's there. So just while she's warming up and getting ready. So that is not bad. So what I'm going to do is just, kids still playing in the snow. I'm going to set the camera to manual now, bearing in mind that it was 20 seconds at f22, and I'm actually going to send the dial down to be, let's make it 30 seconds and see. Okay, so that's now on its way. I shall pick my glove up in the meantime. Now, this is where I check what's around me, because it looks as though the kids are deciding to have a snow fight with snowballs, which is rather good, but will one of those come my way? Let's see. You get used to judging what 30 seconds feels like, especially when you do a lot of this long exposure stuff. It's not going to be far off now. But as I say, I used to do a lot of this back in the days when I used to shoot on my Mamiya 7 film camera, which is a lovely camera. Still got it, haven't used it for a long time. But that, oh yeah, that has made a real difference. How do I feel about that? It's better. I'm just going to zoom in on the back of the camera, just check. Not blowing too much of the highlights, there's still details. That's going to be fine. I'll tell you what, there's a car coming. I'm just going to set the exposure. There we go, and I'm going to get some light trails going through the camera, through the scene. Excellent. I wasn't expecting that, but you know, while you're here, while you're doing it, the pub's not going anywhere. I'm certainly not. So that's just another 30 second exposure. But yeah, as I say, the Mamiya 7, lovely camera, and used to use a Siconic light meter to gauge my exposures with that, and it was lovely. So we're just going to wait for the last few seconds. There we go. Perfect. Just very, very subtle. And what that's actually done, because the car, it was actually a Land Rover, because that was moving, that didn't record. But what I do see is the trails going right through the picture. Now there's another car coming here, and I'm just wondering whether to just give it a bit more time, and then, okay, let's just reset that. That's fine. So I'm happy with that. That last exposure, let's just call that a slip of the finger, and the dial moved, and that's why it was such a short exposure. But that 30 seconds f22, as I was saying before, what I'm going to do is just the next step down here. 30 seconds is my limit. If I want to, I can go to the bulb timer, but then I'd have to time the exposure, and quite honestly, I think that last good shot was fine. I'm not going to stand here and count one potato, two potato, for the sake of getting a 40 second exposure. There's no grain in the pictures anyway, so I can always lighten them a little bit in post-production if I want. Not that I choose to do that any more than I have to. So what I'm going to do now is just move in a little bit closer. I could zoom in, but I don't want to do that. I'd much rather physically move. And what we're going to do is, there are a couple of cars just outside the pub here, so what I'm going to do is actually try to exclude those as much as I can, and in doing so I'm cropping in right close in. We've got, with this pub here, we've got there's an Indian restaurant next door, and so I don't, for this shot, I don't want that in the picture, so I'm just going to keep that out. And then this is, we'll start on 30 seconds again. There we go. Now, maybe that 30 seconds is too bright, because I'm that much closer, and the 30 seconds was taking into account before the darkness surrounding the pub, the darker areas of the snow on the green in front here. It's a bit ironic calling it green when it's covered in snow, but there we are. But I've now excluded all of that, so got Sandy waving to me from the window upstairs. She's probably wondering why I'm talking to myself. There we go. Yeah, so that's nice and bright. I'm going to take my glove off again. she usually at this point will open the window and bellow at me. She did that this afternoon as we were walking through, but it looks as though she's keeping to herself at the moment. Oh, that is lovely. I'm just looking, zooming into the picture here. You've got the detail inside the pub. It's fantastic. They've got a little Christmas tree in the window. About, what, 3 weeks before Christmas now? Something like that. You can see the detail, the lights around the bar, all the bottles. You can see the blackboard in the back there. That is fantastic. That's really nice. What I'm going to do is maybe do a couple of detail shots, maybe going in a little bit close. I don't think I need to do another wide shot like that, you know. The building's not leaning at all. That's lovely. So what I'm going to do, put my gloves on because the temperature really has dropped. So just a reminder for those people that may remember me talking about this particular lens I'm using, a 24-85 macro. It's an old film lens and I've had it for quite some years, but it still does a fantastic job. And especially in these conditions, you think, crikey, this lens is, oh, what, 8 years old? Actually, no, probably, well, I got it probably about 7-8 years ago. But the lens itself is actually from the days of film cameras. And so that must have been out for a few years as a model before I got one. Oh. All right, Sandy. There we go. Good old Sandy. So I'm just lining up another shot here. A bit closer in again. And I've got in front of me, this is a kind of a three-quarter view. The fountain actually doesn't have a sign outside on the front of the building. It has a hanging sign, but it does have the Phoenix Brewery sort of, what is it? It's like, what would you call it? Lantern. So there's no identifying sort of markings, as it were, in this particular shot, but it's going in the book and we all know what the book's about. So just setting my exposure there. Okay, so 30 seconds again. What I tend to find is once I found the exposure that I want, you get an idea of the tolerance between the shadows and the highlights. And so I know this is going to be sort of a fairly bright shot in comparison now, because I'm going closer and closer compared to the first shot, but it's not going to be too much. We've got these wrought iron benches in front of the building here, which are lovely. And the sort of rose bushes, creepers that go around the front door, and those are all covered in snow, which is lovely. So what I'm thinking with this particular set of pictures, or maybe just a couple of them or whatever, this is actually going to be probably across a double page maybe, or have two pages, one with details and one with the wider shot. But that is looking lovely. I don't think I've got much more to do here. I'm just going to move round. Oh, it's getting cold now. Just going to move round, so I'm almost front on. And as I look here, I can zoom out. Actually, I'm at my widest zoom here, so that's fine. Just going to move back, crossing over the road, which is gradually becoming more like an ice rink. I'm actually going to do a couple of shots here. But see, this is where the problem. I've got this damn car in the way, which, believe me, it's only a very small thing, but it makes a difference. Ah, do I really want to get that shot? I know what I will do. I know what I'll do. I will zoom right in from across the road here. Let's have a look. Yeah, that's nice. So what I've got is the car is excluded. Move just across a little bit. Just trying to go as far directly in front of the building as I can, so I don't have the car in, just zooming out. See, I could crop after the event just to take the car out and leave it, but I'm actually going to do the crop now, excluding some of the pots and things in the middle of the foreground. There's someone walking just about to cross my view, but we don't worry about that. I'll just have a word with them when they walk by. So here we go. Hello there. All right.
Yeah, it's half a year, mate. It's half a year difference.
He's on his phone, so like so many people when they're on their phone, he wasn't particularly aware of what I'm doing. So there we go. Set up. Can I get a little wider? Trying to get the windows in the top, the upstairs windows. It's being an inn. It's also a sort of a bed and breakfast sort of residence. So I'll tell you what. I am going to zoom out a little bit just to have the edge of the car in there. Not ideal, but what I'll do is that gives me a bit more flexibility when I come to actually produce the images. So. You'll have to excuse the chap having his conversation in the background there, but I'm going to turn my back to him so you don't have to hear that too much. But, yeah, and also means by turning my back, I've got my back into the wind, which is rather good, because it's not going to be ideal for audio, so let's just see what this shot does. But as I say, just wanted this straight-on shot, but I've actually spotted one other immediate before I start thinking about any detail shots I might want. That's got to be just about 30 seconds. Here we go. No visible timer, but there we go. Let's zoom in a little bit here. That's perfect. Highlights there, but not too much. There's a van going by. Give them a wave. So the other shot I want, as I feel my toes gradually getting a little bit colder, is a wider shot. There's a bench here on the green, which is actually covered in snow, which looks really nice. So we will, by doing this, it does mean that this car is in there, but you know, cars are parked all along the road here. So it, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Funnily enough, when I was having a chat with Sandy, she was saying, oh, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that? You know, putting lights on, what have you. And I could have easily said, oh yeah, just put these on, lights on, you know, ahead of time, what have you. Now, of course, if she was to do that, the danger is that people might start coming in before she's ready. So didn't want to do that. But I've totally lost my thread. Just watching a couple of people look as though they're going to go in. So there we go, first takers of the evening. Right, not ideal with the car there. But do you know what? I'm not too worried now. Let's get this shot. And that is probably going to wrap up these wider shots. So things didn't go exactly to my original plan, and often that's the way, but you make the most of any given situation. Often you get unexpected surprises which produce images better than what you might have set out to get in the first place. On this occasion, of course, I didn't get the early evening sky that I'd set out for because of the constraints of the pub opening hours, and that's fine, but you know, I got the grab shots of Sandy as she was putting the snow across the path, which I hadn't intended on getting, so that's a bonus. But then I was able to concentrate on the darker surroundings with the lovely warm tones of the interior of the pub coming through. Now, not all shows will be based around a single event like today's, but hopefully today's episode has given you some idea of the thought processes, at least, involved in creating photographs in challenging conditions, whether that's nighttime photography, working in the snow, whatever. You can check out the show notes at theactivephotographer.com. Feel free to leave me a comment, let me know what you think. Or if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, you are more than welcome to do so. I can be found on Twitter, at Giles Babbage, or you can check out my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or if not, drop me an email, giles@theactivephotographer.com.
So thanks for listening to this very first edition, and I'll look forward to speaking to you guys soon.